Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's just about 9:50 on Morning Edition, and time for us to head out to the Farm Progress Show, where it sounds very busy this morning. Dave Dickey standing by. And Dave, why don't we remind folks who may be heading out that direction exactly where we're located out there?
Well, we are located on West Progress Avenue and 3rd Street in the University of Illinois tent. It's on the side of the street where the main entrance to the Progress City is, where all the American flags are. You can't miss those. So at the U of I tent is where we are, Dan. Two huge shows still to come today. Agricultural Outlook panels with Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services, Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, as well as Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing. Those taking place at 11 o'clock this morning and 3 o'clock this afternoon in the AgriGold tent. That's located at 8th Avenue or 8th Street and West Progress Avenue. So it's on the same street as the University of Illinois tent, just several blocks on down. We hope you go over and take advantage of one of those agricultural panels. Get your question answered about the marketplace. And of course, AgriGold, tremendous hosts. There'll be lots of food and drink there for you to cool off to on what has been, well, a pleasant day thus far, but it is beginning to warm up a little bit. Let's go ahead and look and see if the markets are warming up or not today. We'll look at how trade resumed in Kansas City. September wheat opened at 680, down a half. Last trade up one. December 698, down a quarter. Last trade down one and three quarters. Down a quarter, rather. Excuse me. Let's try that again. September wheat opened at 680, down a half. December at 698, down a quarter. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 722, up one and a half. December 741, up two and three quarters. March 741, up two. May 684, up one. July at 592, unchanged. All on the open, of course. September corn opened at 326 and a quarter, down one on the open. December 344, down three quarters. March 361, down a half. May 369, down two. July 379, down three quarters. December of next year, 390 and a half, down one and three quarters on the open. September beans opened at 850 and a half, down four and three quarters on the open. November, 867 and a half, down four and three quarters. January, 882 and a half, down five and a half. May opened at 901, down four. July, 911, down three and three quarters on the open. September soybean meal opened at 234, down 80 on the open. October, 236.50, down a dollar. September soybean oil opened at 35.90, down 15 on the open. October, 36.18, down 12. At the Merck, August live cattle open at 94.50, up 10 on the open. August feeders, 118, unchanged on the open. October lean hogs, 68.10, up 20 on the open. And pork bellies, the February variety, opened at 91.30, up 30 on the open. Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers. Joining us right now, right here live at the Farm Progress Show, just off the stage from the first panel that we had this morning, in his regular Wednesday slot, Paul Cooley of DM Investment Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Excitement everywhere here at the Farm Progress Show.
There was a real buzz in the tent when we were talking about the markets, and before that, a buzz when we were singing University of Illinois songs with Illinois in it. That was kind of fun, too. But we want to talk about the markets, and before we do that, though, a tip of my hat to Paul Cooley and ADM Investor Services for being willing to help us with our big door prize. He has put in a Cracker Barrel rocking chair. We're doing that along with a digital radio from Radiosity. those prizes worth a total of about $280. Come on in to the University of Illinois tent sometime throughout the Farm Progress Show and get in that drawing. Paul, let's look at these markets. Begin with the corn market, where prices have been kind of drifting lower ever since ProFarmer released its numbers. But you're still in the camp that you believe come September, we're going to see a smaller number than we did in August on the USDA reports.
Yes. You know, one thing, Dave, that we have to talk about here is harvest 2007 has started. I mentioned on the stage there, a customer told me from Wayne County, Illinois, Wayne City, that the moisture levels have dropped considerably in the corn. We understand that, you know, harvest is in full swing in the Louisiana and the Delta, Kentucky, Southern Illinois, Missouri. And this is putting a burden on the transportation system down in those areas, but the corn yields in those very far southern areas are a little better. The one at Wayne City was slightly disappointing. Our general impression is that it is filling up the pipeline, so to speak, and that's one reason why I think we're seeing pressure. Yesterday evening, the stock market being lower also had kind of an indirect influence over the markets, as far as a signal that maybe the world economy is slowing down some.
When you go out and tour around or make phone calls about the corn crop, the word you hear over and over again is variable. And it seems that when you have a variable crop, Paul, it's probably hard to make bigger and bigger numbers every month.
That's true. And, the one thing that we do like to hear is that we are surprised and amazed that those southern areas are yielding as well as they are. Is it a trend? Well, what they're also saying is that the later planted seed corn, the yields have dropped off, and also some of the later planted corn in those geographic areas, the yields have dropped off. Those are two pretty good indicators that maybe it's a good crop in those areas, but it's not going to signal a bin buster trend into the marketplace. The USDA report will be very interesting, but we do know from people that were on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, the variable was the key word that we did pick up.
How do you describe the market action then in the corn? Look at the December, for example, from about the beginning of July on. Has it been really mostly sideways?
It has, and it will probably, to a person that was just looking at the chart levels here, it would be a sleepy market, but trust me, it's been anything but sleepy. We've seen, a major crash in the U.S. stock market and the world stock market. We've seen a larger USDA crop production report. Thank goodness we've had, the strong wheat market, because that's encouraged feed demand to the EU, and also we're getting reports that the Chinese crop is smaller, so that's going to encourage feed demand in the world. But the big blessing, of course, is being pointed out and on almost every billboard and every part of every building here, the word ethanol, and that's been a tremendous stabilizing price influence on this marketplace.
You're one that thinks that this market is going to go higher, maybe significantly higher, coming into next year, January, February timeframe. What is your sense that what kind of money do you think we could gain in over that time frame?
Well, it is going to be a bumpy road, and the marketplace is looking at almost enormous price levels being bid up for transportation. The barge industry, it costs a lot of money to ship corn on rail, and also the trucking and transport in the storage business. Almost everything we look at from the input side of the farm equation costs more. So, that's a factor. And number two is that we are gearing up and have geared up in the industry to put this crop to bed, so to speak, with these giant harvesters and also this new storage and outside storage complexes. The market is going to have to bid up for corn next year, and it's based on two things. The demand, both export and domestic use, are going to be the main major factors. Can the market stand a reduction of 7 to 10 million bushels of corn acreage? No, it just can't do that. And that's some reason in here, the function of the marketplace in the February-March timeframe is to bid up the acres so we do have a big corn crop next year for industrial and export use.
Does $4.50 corn versus $9 beans on the futures assure the corn acres we need?
Well, that's a you know, that's an interesting combo there. My general impression is I'd rather go to the $3.50, $4 concept. If we can plant, get $4 for corn, that means that we will get a fairly good acreage of corn. At $3.50, we will see a 6 to 7 million acre reduction, in my opinion.
Thank you much, Paul. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. Of course, you'll be down the block at the AgriGold tent, 8th Avenue, 8th Street, and West Progress there for the 11 o'clock Ag Outlook panel. Be sure to drop on by for that. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in northern Illinois, partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the far south, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny and hot. Highs ranging from 77 in far northwestern Illinois to 97 degrees in some central and southern locations. You're listening to WILL Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.